Good morning, listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Tucson at the StarNet spring meeting, and I'm with Leah Ledoux. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
So you've been on the job, I believe, 4 or 5 days. You're StarNet's new Director of Strategic Accounts. We'll talk about that role in a minute. But first, if you would, give us a little background on your past, because you have a very diversified work history.
Absolutely. I started out in the industry working for Circle Floors, which was a commercial contractor in the New England area. And I started off really at the bottom, answering the phones and doing orders and processing information within the internal office. And quickly into that experience, in a year or so, I moved into estimating and calling on different types of clientele in the showroom. And I became very product savvy at that time. And there was an opportunity where I could move into be a commercial salesperson, which was wonderful for me because I was assisting somebody else. And that experience actually kind of was the beginning of my career in sales. In Circle Floors, back in 1995, I believe that they were acquired, and at that time I was offered the territory manager position for J&J Commercial, and I covered Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and then quickly, within the next year or two, I became the team leader, and then I oversaw a couple salespeople in New England, in the Boston marketplace, and also upstate New York. And that actually got me into a leadership role, which was very influential in my career. And that was a very good experience because I was being a flooring contractor and then a manufacturer. I got to see both sides of the industry. And I was at J&J roughly around 8.5 years, and I was calling on a customer of mine in Maine, NRF Distributors, Norman Pomelo, and he did not stock any carpet tile. And I thought at that time it would be a wonderful experience to have local representation of J&J. And I called on Norman, and after 3 or 4 visits with him, we instantly had a connection where he had come to me and said, "I really like what you're doing. I like your energy. I'd love to see you work for us and maybe do something in commercial." So I accepted that position in 2004 and became the vice president of commercial sales.
So you've worked for a commercial flooring contractor, which is what StarNet members are, and you've worked for a manufacturer, and you've worked for a distributor. So like I say, that's extremely diverse, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's kind of the trifecta experience of the flooring industry. What's interesting, though, through my career, and it will be 30 years this year, which is really incredible, is I've always felt the flooring contractor was the most important element in the equation, that they were the one that had the relationship with the contractor, they had to service the customer, and they had to actually have the relationship with the manufacturer. So when I started talking to StarNet last year with Gene, I really was interested in the StarNet partnership and co-op.
All right, so you're based in Maine now, and you've taken this role, and as you've said, it's a sales role, right?
Yes, it is. It is a sales role. It's an opportunity, really, to grow StarNet and be the face of StarNet in a national and strategic sales view. And I hope to bring opportunity and kind of 3 different types of selling platforms. The first platform would be to really work for the member and help them with national accounts in their area. One of the things that I truly believe in is product knowledge and experience, and I have the ability, which I think is unique in the industry, to bundle multiple products, to be able to sell hard surface, vinyl, rubber, inlaid, and then also do the custom carpets and the base and the ceramic tiles. So my experience at NRF actually helped me with multiple product knowledge in that segment.
So you'll be calling on end users, you'll be working with StarNet members, and even calling on vendor partners too, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I'll be calling on the end users or the accounts that are sold nationally. And, you know, we get into different segments too. We can talk about that a little bit. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, whether it's hospitality and design, retail, education, or healthcare. But the goal is to really create opportunities for the StarNet members.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I think it's important to point out, that something that your job is not, and that this is not a vehicle to drive StarNet's business to a labor-only model, is it?
No, it isn't. We will look at every opportunity. But the ultimate goal is to have materials and everything run through the member partner and through the vendors, and really to encourage positive representation of what StarNet is. And that's really the best contractors in the country with the highest rate of success for commercial projects. Mm-hmm.
But like an account like, say, Kaiser Permanente or a big hospital chain, where they're used to buying everything direct, they buy hospital beds direct, they want to approach flooring like they approach everything else. So this gives StarNet an opportunity to capture that business if they're going to insist to go that route, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It actually puts us on the front side of some of these direct sales and actually gets me involved with some of the understanding of what the customer wants, because really the end user wants that direct relationship. Mm-hmm. They want to have a relationship with someone who is working for them. And I believe that we have that ability to do that and to try to really capture a lot of that type of selling.
All right, so one of the things you were telling me the other day I think is very interesting, and you've already mentioned it, but I want to go into more detail on it, is that there are some vendor partners that have come to you and see you as an opportunity for them to bundle. For example, a company that only sells carpet or carpet tile, you can work with them and you can do a presentation with them and offer a hard surface product from another vendor partner, right?
That's absolutely correct. I actually started to receive phone calls last week regarding these opportunities. So if there was a carpet manufacturer that did not offer rubber or resilient or tile, that would be a unique opportunity for me being a StarNet representative to go in with that manufacturer as a neutral entity and to really represent the partners and the vendors that we could actually do something with. So I believe that through specifications and knowledge and product training, we will have lots of opportunities like that with some of the manufacturers that don't offer hard surface.
And so, as I said a minute ago, you're up in Maine. Taking this role, will you move or you stay in Maine? What's your plan there?
You know, right now, I think we're going to stay in Maine, and this is really a virtual position. You know, I've been joking around and saying, well, I'm going to keep my clothes in Maine, and I'm going to be traveling a lot. But, you know, I am available, and I have family in Long Island, New York. And, you know, at the time when we were talking, one of the things that I really loved about StarNet is that Gene and Fred had such great leadership, and all their positions within the StarNet team is a virtual position. So I love the ability to be creative and to actually create new opportunities for StarNet wherever I am.
All right. Well, good luck with your new role. Again, been talking to Leah Ledoux, who is Director of Strategic Accounts with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.